My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back to a Football Friday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Line at 800-636-1067 as we get prepared for Jaden Daniels' NFL debut in Tampa, 4:25 kick. The anticipation is building.
Can you believe it's here?
Building.
So we went through our season predictions earlier this week, and Cakes has them as a 10-win team.
I do.
I'm not as high on the Commanders, although heading into the offseason, I said, there's going to be a Houston Texans-like team, but going through the schedule was hard for me to put the
Commanders. Even though the schedule is like the sixth easiest.
It is. I understand all those factors. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're going to jump that high, and I think they're going to lose on Sunday. I think they're going to lose in Tampa. I think Tampa's getting disrespected a lot. They were a playoff team. Baker had almost 30 touchdown passes last year, limited his interceptions to 10. I know that he loses his offensive coordinator, but what's the biggest weakness on the Commanders? Arguably, it's the secondary.
Yeah.
And Tampa's got a pretty good passing game, a receiver who has dominated the Commanders in the past, and Mike Evans. He's not hurt yet. As far as I know,
not yet.
They've got Godwin. They drafted somebody in the third round who they're high on.
Yep, McMillan.
I just think it's going to be tough to stop the passing game. I don't know what to expect offensively from Washington. Jaden Daniels had a great ball to De'Ami Brown, and people spoke super high on him, but a lot of rookies struggle. That is the general path of rookie quarterbacks. You know, I brought up Josh Allen, who is one of the best players in the league. In the conversation for MVP every year, his rookie season, he struggled. Bryce Young struggled last year. Not everybody has a CJ Stroud or Justin Herbert rookie season. Maybe Jaden Daniels will have it. I'm not convinced yet. I'm not willing to go out on a limb yet. So I think that Tampa playoff team at home takes care of business. I like them to win in a pretty high scoring affair, 31-24.
I think what's being undersold in this is, yes, we know that the Commanders' secondary is leaky. It's shaky. It has holes. So does Tampa's. They traded away one of their top corners in Carlton Davis. Now, they do have Antoine Winfield, and Jamel Dean got elevated to, I guess, the number two corner status. But they have a couple of other guys who are shaky. They've got a rookie starting in, as the slot corner. So I think there are going to be opportunities there for Jaden to take advantage of a secondary where they're not as bad as Washington's, but they're not very good. They're not a highly ranked unit. So I think that's a good opportunity for Jaden. This is about as soft a landing spot as you can find for a week one debut for a rookie quarterback.
I just think it's, I mean, you're not playing at Baltimore, at Philly to week one, but it's still the real deal now. All right. And I can't go out and say, all right, from the 9 minutes I saw of Jaden Daniels in the preseason, that I'm convinced that he's going to go out there for 60 minutes and ball out. I just got to see it first. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Yeah.
But you're now going on the road, week one as a rookie, whole new roster, whole new coaching staff. All right, Tampa Bay Bucs aren't great, but Like you guys pointed out, they got some pretty good players, certainly offensively.
Yeah.
And they've got a veteran quarterback. And it's a road game. I just don't think it's easy for a rookie QB to go on the road in week one. This game was at home. I might change my team a little bit.
I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think Jaden Daniels has an above average chance of performing well.
He might
in his debut.
He might. I just have to see it first.
Yeah.
So I am picking Tampa, not as in a high scoring game. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as JP thinks. I think it's going to be a 23-16, 23-17 type of game.
The number's 44 or 43.5.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be right around that number. I just don't see it being in the 50s. But I kind of have to see it first because I just didn't see enough in the preseason.
Well, you know me. I disrespect the Bucks.
I know you do.
I have little regard for them. Baker is a journeyman who has moments. I actually get a kick out of him when he plays well. I think the home field advantage, you know, unless you're in Lambeau or Kansas City or Seattle, maybe Baltimore. I don't know how big a deal that is in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Do I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have some sort of big home field advantage? I do not. So
they've won the NFC South three straight times, though. They've had recent success.
They're fine. Whatever.
Two of those were Brady.
Yep.
I think that Jaden's seen it all.
Yep.
55 games in college he started. I think Cliff Kingsbury can't wait to see what this kid can do with his offense. I think they're going to unveil all kinds of things. I agree with JP. I said it all week. I think it's going to be an over. I think they'll score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Certainly Tampa can win. They're a more proven team. But I just kind of like our chances. I just think it's going to be a star turn for Jaden Daniels, and I don't expect him to flop in week one.
I think the 44 points or 43.5 is way too low. We know that Cliff Kingsbury-led offenses play at a fast pace. They played at a super fast pace when he was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Why would he change that up now? Right. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to throw the ball like the same rate as Eric Bieniemy did when he was here. He's not going to do that. He's not going to put Jaden in that sort of precarious situation. But
one thing,
I think this game could easily get into the 50s.
I think it could, too. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to score a lot of points. And remember, we haven't seen, just like the Ravens, we haven't seen Austin Eckler in the preseason.
It'll be interesting to see how they use him.
They haven't seen Zach Ertz in the preseason.
Right.
We haven't really seen them do much with Jaden as far as like using his legs.
But even if I give you all those offensive things and say they're favorable for Washington, I don't see them slowing down Tampa. I just went to the playoffs of last season.
Mm-hmm.
Baker threw 6 touchdown passes in 2 playoff games.
Right.
He went for 350 yards against Detroit. Now, that wasn't a loss. Mm-hmm. He did have 2 interceptions in that game. But he went for over 300 against the Eagles. Now, the Eagles were cratering last year. I think Baker, early part of Baker's career, this is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all we're doing is guessing. Early part of his career, yo-yo, right? One good year, one bad year, one good year, one bad year. I think he's matured. I think he's going to be in a comfortable spot. I think he's going to have another good, solid year. He's not an elite quarterback, but I think he's, you know, maybe tickling that Kirk Cousins class.
I think that's the bridge too far.
I can't
for me,
go there yet.
He had 28 touchdowns and only 10 picks last year.
I did it once.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
Kirk doesn't do it again. You do it again, and then I'll say maybe
he's done it about 3 years of his career.
Maybe I'll lean in your direction.
I think we have a sneaky shootout potentially brewing.
I agree with you,
in
Cakes.
Tampa Bay this weekend.
All right, give me your score because I'm in at 31-24 Tampa.
I have the Commanders getting to 10 wins, and for them to get to 10, this is one of the 10 that they need. I have the Commanders pulling the upset 28-24. That's an over, into the 50s.
Man, can you imagine this town if that happened? That guy across the table, I don't know if you could contain him.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm
predicting. You might need a straitjacket.
I mean, putting a gun to my head, I'm going to predict a dub.
All right, Bish Bucks, give me your official score.
23-17 Tampa.
Ooh, that's an under.
Yeah. I don't see a shootout like you guys see. I just don't think it's going to be that easy for this offense to just go up and down the field in the first game.
But if Cliff Kingsbury plays at pace and the Bucks are scoring, it's going to evolve into a shootout.
Okay.
Pew, pew.
But if it goes into a shootout, I don't think Commanders can hold up to that offense.
Maybe not.
Not with those receivers.
Well,
I don't know who the defense coordinator for Tampa is, but if I'm him, I'm doing everything in my power. I'm taking Terry McLaurin out of the passing game and I'm making Daniels hit those other guys who are on.
Well, he's going to hit Ertz. He's going to hit Eckler.
That's fine.
He's going to hit Robinson. He'll hit,
that's what I'm making him do.
Oz for a couple. You hit other guys. It doesn't have to always be your number two threat. Doesn't have to always be the two receiver.
Could also be. I'm just going to take their number one receiving
threat. I know, but you want playmakers.
You don't think Austin Eckler's a playmaker if he's healthy?
Of course. I bet that he was going to have more yards than Brian Robinson, but with the receivers, I don't know if they have enough explosive guys. Like watching the game last night, I know Kansas City's got explosive guys.
Right. Well, they're different. I mean, we're not that.
Washington's got one guy in Terry McLaurin. I don't know anything about any of these other guys.
Now they do.
Haven't done anything.
They do. I'm going to get mocked for this. They have a potentially explosive guy in De'Ami Brown. If they're able to harness that and use the deep ball. I mean, we saw what he did in a very small sample size when Carson Wentz hit him with the long balls against Tennessee, I believe.
He had a long catch in the preseason. So it's just hard for me to bet on a guy who has, I think, maxed out at 12 catches in a season.
He's had a very shaky career. I understand.
I mean, despite him supposedly having a great preseason, at the last minute, they went out and got Noah Brown. And they slid De'Ami Brown down on the depth chart to where he's always been.
Right.
But I don't think they elevated Noah Brown.
Yeah, they're still searching for that number two guy to kind of step forward.
I mean, they actually elevated Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, I know. My point is that I can't have confidence in De'Ami Brown.
Here's the thing. Remember, they keep him deep on the depth chart. Listen, they had the 1 year or 2 years, however long Randy Moss was there. And certainly Gronk is the X factor that no one could really defend. But Brady never had elite receivers on the whole. He made his receivers great. He made Welker, all those guys. He made them great. They weren't great. He made them great. Amendola, all those guys.
I mean, Welker thrived. Now, he played with another great quarterback in Peyton Manning, but right, I think Welker's a really good player. I think Edelman, a really good receiver.
So do I. But Brady made them stars. So I don't think you have to have these. Like, you don't have to have John Taylor, Jerry Rice. You don't have to have Lynn Swann. And I'm going old.
I know.
You know what? They could have, like, Pierre Garçon was a proven number two receiver. It was solid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they even have solid.
Doesn't matter. Not if the other guys fill in and step up.
Okay, you're of a different opinion. I don't think their receivers are good enough.
I think they can cobble together a number two receiver between De'Ami Brown.
I agree with that. Committee. They do running backs by committee. Why can't you do receivers?
Just cobble it together
somehow.
That's what they do with running backs now.
Tampa doesn't have to cobble anything. They've got the best offensive player.
They got Mike Evans, who's a super stud.
They also have an up and down quarterback. I'm going to predict this, and you guys can bet me. Baker Mayfield's going to throw one interception at least. We're going to pressure the guy into one, and hopefully we capitalize on it. He will turn the ball over.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah,
I would probably agree with that. Last season,
only 10 picks.
He's going to turn it over. Bet me. He's going to turn it over. With Joe Witt and those guys, I'm telling you, this defense is going to be different. They might give up points, but they're going to pressure. They're going to take chances, and Baker's going to screw up at least once. Because he's Baker.
The rookie's going to screw up a few times, too.
Forbes?
No, the rookie.
Oh, Jaden?
Jaden. Yeah. That's okay. You expect some bumps from a rookie.
Yeah. Maybe.
But you know what else
I
expect?
He hasn't proven he's as up and down as Baker.
All right, EB, you're taking the Commanders, because we'll put this up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. What's your official score?
I mean, I'd like to go.
He thinks
higher.
It's an over.
I definitely think it's an over. I'll just do very similar to Kate. I'll do 27-24. I think both teams are going to score. And I just hope we're on the right side of it. It'll be like a hope and a prayer.
I might have to tease the total down, go over, and add the points to the comms.
I'm not suggesting we're going to smoke them, not by any stretch. I'm suggesting we're going to be in it late in the fourth quarter, and I hope we steal it. And I'm going to bet that Jaden's going to have a star turn in week one.
I think Baker could throw an interception for sure. He limited it last year. And I prefaced it by saying he's been up and down his career. He's had three good seasons. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, he's had three seasons with 26 touchdowns or more with low interceptions in three seasons. I don't know if the Commanders are going to get to him. We'll see. They bring in Dorrance Armstrong. They've got Farrell.
You need Jamin Davis to be an impact player.
They've got
this game.
Dante Fowler. Yep. I mean, these guys are all, you know, to use a basketball term, they're all role players.
There's a lot of reclamation projects here.
Right.
That they're hoping to increase their numbers. give them bigger roles, see if they produce some results.
And I believe Tampa has one of the best offensive linemen in the game. I think the highest paid offensive lineman at tackle. I don't know about the rest of their offensive line, but.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If Washington can win, I'll be impressed.
I think Mike Evans is going to be, I think he's going to have a really big day.
800-636-1067.
And they also drafted the kid McMillan out of Washington.
Yeah.
Who in the preseason was making a lot of catches.
He was good enough where they bumped Godwin into the slot.
Correct.
And he's starting opposite Mike Evans.
I'm so banking a lot of this on having a completely different defense, more aggressive defense
right.
than whatever those turds were doing last year. Exactly. I hate all those coaches. Did I ever tell you how much I hate that staff?
You got us there multiple times.
These guys are just clocking checks, mailing it in, losers.
800-636-1067 if you're going to chime in. Talking Commanders week one matchup against Tampa Bay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.